on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is signaling support for Democrats pursuing a go-it-alone approach on the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says while President Biden is hoping for bipartisan support of the rescue plan, there's nothing wrong with passing the bill with a simple 51-vote majority.
Reconciliation is a parliamentary process. It's a way to get legislation through.
She also says the White House has no plan to split the large COVID-19 package.
We're not going to do this in a piecemeal way or break apart a big package that's meant to address the crisis we're facing.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Apple is cracking down on tracking iPhone users.
If you've got an iPhone, you're often tracked by apps you install, unless you take the extra step of going into your iPhone settings to prevent it. Facebook and other digital services depend on the data surveillance to help sell ads. Apple says it will soon roll out a new privacy control to prevent apps from secretly shadowing you. It's called App Tracking Transparency, and it'll require that iPhone users give their explicit consent to being tracked. It'll be part of an iPhone software update that will likely arrive in late March or in April. I'm Rita Foley.
Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered the release of a Pakistani-British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki expressed disgust over the Pakistani Supreme Court's decision.
The United States is outraged by the Pakistani Supreme Court's decision to affirm the acquittals of those responsible for Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl's kidnapping and brutal murder.
The court also dismissed an appeal of the man's acquittal filed by Pearl's family. On Wall Street, the Dow by 300 points, the Nasdaq rose 66, the S&P advanced 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The massive fire which destroyed an under-construction apartment complex in the southwest Las Vegas Valley last week is being blamed on arson. The fire at the 206-unit complex near Fort Apache in Tropicana was battled by nearly 100 firefighters across the Vegas Valley, with damages estimated to be at about $25 million. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which helped with the investigation, is offering a $10,000 reward for information regarding anyone who may have started that fire. Local health officials say it could be several weeks before the COVID-19 vaccines are made available to people between 65 and 70 years of age. Clark County is currently vaccinating those 70 and older, but with more than 220,000 people in the county in that age range, with the county only getting 22,000 doses of the vaccine each week, local health officials say it could be weeks before they can move on to the next level of vaccinations. Clark County School District students will begin to head back to the classroom beginning March 1st. School district officials say the initial return will be for pre-K to third grade students, and other grade levels will come later. The district earlier announced limited and voluntary return of small groups of students.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting some reduced speeds through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. 515 westbound at Main Street. Also on that transition, leaving 15 north to go 515 east. Slow there. Also, look out for that crash on the right shoulder, 515 north at Boulder Highway, and a disabled vehicle, 215 eastbound at Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by my friends at Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us now, it's kind of a follow-up. She was on just a couple of nights ago. Erin Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent, she joins us. You had a parent alert dealing with sex education in the Clark County School District. Tell us what happened at that 5:30 meeting. Was anything decided?
Yes, correct. So we had the CAC meeting, which is the committee that decides some of the curriculum that's going to be taught in the classroom in regards to sex education. And so they did vote on a number of items. The part where I want to take a victory lap a little bit in regards to our parents is that we had over 300 public comment come in against the Advocates for Youth curriculum, which is the really dangerous curriculum that they're trying to use. And then on each item that they voted on that included that specific curriculum, they also voted no. It was a 5-4 vote to not use the Advocate for Youth curriculum. So we were very happy about that. They did pass the human growth and development curriculum for fifth grade that's from Procter & Gamble. They did update that curriculum, and now it does include some gender theory. So I would heavily recommend that parents go take a look at that and decide if that's what they want their fifth graders learning during human growth and development in fifth grade. And then finally, there was two items left that pertained to teaching Advocates for Youth curriculum in middle school and high school. And they did delay that vote until next meeting. We're not 100% sure why they did that, but obviously we want to keep our eyes wide open as we walk forward in this, because this has been something that parents have rejected for, you know, from the beginning of our organization for 7 years. They have continued to try to bring it forward. It's been shot down every time, and they continue to push it. So we're going to be, you know, paying attention to make sure that if they are trying something sneaky, that we'll be there to find out.
And that last one, the gender thing, the last one that's going to be voted on next time, not this time, what would it have done?
So that's the middle school and high school level curriculum that is has been released by the Advocates for Youth. And I think I mentioned on the show last time, but I think parents should just Google Advocates for Youth, because one of the biggest things we think with Advocates for Youth is that it's not about health. It's not about risk reduction. We're not talking about disease prevention. It's an activist organization. It has ties to Planned Parenthood. They have made this curriculum free. There's a reason for that. They have a lot of money that's being dumped in to that organization in order to do that by liberal organizations like Planned Parenthood, because they want access to your kids. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, we are not against sex ed. We are against social engineering happening in the classroom and outside the purview of parents. And so we just want to make sure that this curriculum stays out of the classroom, because it's not about health.
And this is for middle school and high school?
Correct. And that, we don't know when that vote will be. We don't know when the next meeting will be, but we'll make sure to let parents know when we have that date.
Erin, you and I have been together for, gosh, years now. You've lost a lot of times. Is it sweet when you get a 5-4 victory like this?
Yes, it's been a while since we've had a big win, and I always attribute it to our parents. Our parents are awesome, and we've also done this a few times, so we've been able to be a little more proactive. It feels great, and parents should feel good about this.
Okay, so the next hurdle, the next meeting of this, what is it, a board or a committee or what?
Yes. We're not sure when that date is. They haven't released that date, so we're going to let folks know. They hadn't met for a while before this meeting, so I don't know if they are going to back to their regular meeting schedule, but we'll let people know.
Okay, and if folks want to reach out to you and find out more about what you're up to at Power to Parent, that's Power, the number 2, Parent, how do they do it?
Go to our website, powertoparent.org, and follow us and like us on Facebook. We do tons of media alerts through our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Very good. Erin, thanks so much. Always good to get with you. We'll do it again soon. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it, Erin Phillips. In case you didn't know, I'm bullish on her organization. She is the co-founder and president of Power to Parent. And what they do, the work they do is really, really important. I want you to hear one more time from Janice Dean. Whoops, sorry. I forgot to click her off. Don't let me anywhere near the controls. I keep telling them. Janice Dean, you know about the fact that her in-laws were deceased. They died in nursing homes, separate nursing homes in New York, under the tutelage of Andrew Cuomo. But I want you to hear this, because this is emotional, it's raw, and it's Janice Dean. She is the chief meteorologist for Fox News Channel, and she doesn't buy Andrew Cuomo's defense on nursing home deaths. Listen to this.
If you died in a nursing home, it's called a nursing home death. If you die in a hospital, it's called a hospital death. It doesn't say, where were you before? And if I'm a nursing home operator, I say, don't say that person died in my nursing home, because they didn't. They died in the hospital. And if the hospital did a better job, they wouldn't have died. So why do I get blamed for the death when it didn't happen in my nursing home? So it depends how you want to argue it.
But he mandated putting them there. Janice?
He did, March 25th, for 46 days. There was an order to put infected patients into nursing homes. And he blamed everyone else. And he even investigated himself and absolved him of any guilt whatsoever. And we've been trying to have a bipartisan investigation into this governor. I've had support from both sides. Both sides of lawmakers want this investigation to happen. There has to be subpoenas. We have to get Howard Zucker on the stand to tell the truth. And this might be the first step to that happening, Harris. I don't want to call it a win. I just want to call it maybe some justice.
Maybe some justice. I'm going to tell you, that was with Harris Faulkner, by the way, on Fox News Channel earlier this morning. I'll just tell you, it's absolutely tragic what happened to these families. But, you know, what happens? Andrew Cuomo is lionized by the left. People were saying he should run for president. He may get the Nobel Peace Prize or prize for medicine. He's nominated for that. He's already gotten an Emmy. I mean, it's like this guy's stuff doesn't stink, you know? And then we find out they've been underreporting. They've been lying to the American people and to the people of New York City. There's something wrong about that, folks. There's something very, very wrong about that. By the way, speaking of wrong, I just want you to hear real quick. AOC is becoming more and more mouthy. She is not a backbencher. She's the head of the squad. But I want you to listen to AOC yesterday, in fact, last night, on Chris Hayes' show on MSNBC. This was AOC. This is cut number 5. Going after Kevin McCarthy and the House GOP. Listen to this.
Last term, the Republican caucus was one of extreme fealty to Donald Trump. There were some that were true believers, others that simply remained quiet out of cowardice and out of fear of the president's retribution. But this term, there are legitimate white supremacist sympathizers that sit at the heart and at the core of the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives. And when you see someone like the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy of the Republican Party, respond to white supremacist vitriol coming from his own members, not with censure like they did with Representative Steve King of Iowa, not with, you know, being stripped of committees, not with any consequence, you have to wonder who actually has that power. And it increasingly seems, unfortunately, that in the House Republican caucus, Kevin McCarthy answers to these QAnon members of Congress, not the other way around. And that is something that, frankly, needs to be said. You know, he said he was going to pull Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene aside after, you know, her comments to Parkland activists and comments saying that Muslim Americans should not fully and freely serve in the House, that they must be forced to swear on a Bible, etc. But I've seen Kevin McCarthy pull someone aside before for a talking to. And that representative that I last saw him do that to was Representative Ted Yoho of Florida.
AOC is just hellbent on destroying everything in her path. She is so incredibly wrong. And the good thing is she's going to have to battle within her own party first before she can take on Kevin McCarthy. There's word that she wants to primary Chuck Schumer. That will be fascinating. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you missed it, We had our 40th executive action. I think Trump only did six in his first week or so. It's unbelievable. And what is probably most interesting, like the talk of, the talk of unity. And I say that, and I wince, and then I laugh because it's just a big lie. I see that stuff, and I go, oh my God, it's another lie. It's another Biden lie. Let's go to cut four. This is Joe Biden, then candidate Joe Biden, on October 15th last year, comparing executive orders to the orders of dictators. Here it is, Joe Biden, October 15th on the campaign trail with George Stephanopoulos.
Well, I got to get the votes. That's why, the one thing, and I have this strange notion, we are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
So the guy that was talking down on executive actions and that they're the work of dictators, and now you know that's another lie being told by this president. And for those of you that trusted him and said, well, he's saying he's going to unite us. Don't think about that for a minute, because that's absolutely untrue. And it's sad that a lot of people, a lot of us saw through this during the campaign. And it's a shame that a lot of us have had to learn the hard way that this guy just lies through his teeth. That all this talk of, we're gonna unify the country and we're gonna have how do you unify a country where 74 million people end up voting for Trump, only 80 million vote for Biden, and people are being asked to trust that he can unify, bring the country together. We are a divided nation, period. I'm sorry to have to say that, but it really is true. We're still wrestling. We're still grappling with the coronavirus. All this talk of, by spring or maybe early summer, we're going to have this thing licked. I'm beginning to doubt it. A lot of folks 70 and older are not getting the virus or getting the vaccine. And that's sad. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox News medical expert. She's kind of the Dr. Sanjay Gupta for Fox. And she is worried about the mutant strains, the ones coming from South Africa and Great Britain and Brazil. This was... let's go to cut three real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before we get to the break. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is worried about mutant strains of the virus. This was on Fox. It's cut three. Go.
Well, Ainsley, as we've all heard, there have been several variants of concern that are emerging, the more concerning ones being South African and the Brazilian ones. But in regards to the United States, the one coming from the UK, B117, is increasing in prevalence, specifically in Florida and Southern California, also along the Northeast as well. Of course, we know that this is more transmissible, so therefore we have our researchers and laboratory specialists who are looking for this now. In doing that genetic sequencing, they found one in Southern California, which they call B1426, and they think that it may have originated in California. And similar to B117, they suggest that it may be more transmissible accessible may be more easily aerosolized, which really heightens the need for good quality masks. And as we have all been hearing, that is why people are calling for people to be wearing more high quality masks, not those gaiters, not single cloth masks. We really need people to be wearing good quality masks if these virus variants are more easily transmissible. One piece of good news, Ainsley, that I can tell you, B117 and likely B1426 do seem to have cross-reactive immunity from prior infection to the original SARS-CoV-2. So if you've already had COVID-19 or you've had the vaccine, it's likely that it's going to confer immunity to these variants. However, because more